All right. So today's episode is about the stupidest reasons for murder.
I'm excited for this because TJ's been real quiet and stealthy about his like approach to this. We don't know what we're in for today.
I mean, it's a very basic approach. We're just going to look
in here blind. TJ.
We're just going to look at some fun little stories about people who were murdered for stupid reasons. They're either, I say stupidest because I had to choose a word, but really it's like stupid reasons or petty reasons or weird reasons. And we're going to start with this fella here. This guy. He's a murderer. You want to take a guess as to what this guy did?
Johnny No Chin. Yeah, go down 2 cells and talk to Johnny No Chin. He'll hook you up. Get you juiced in with the boss.
You know why this guy killed?
Well, so this is like, it looks like he has like an 80s haircut. Oh. Well, can I give me like an adjective? Like, what was it like? Was it a petty one? Was it?
I mean, it's definitely, I mean, they're all petty. Every single one of them is petty.
Well, right. Give me a hint, at least.
All right.
It's very general. So I want to be in the ball.
The only hint I'll tell you is that he murdered his mother.
Oh, he murdered his mother.
Oh.
She was kicking him out because he was like 40.
She was kicking him out of the house.
All right.
For not doing chores or something.
That would actually have been a better reason.
Oh, wow.
This is Robert Lyons, who murdered his mother because she refused to get him Skybox tickets to an Avril Lavigne concert.
What? You've got no way, dude. You've got to be fucking with me, dude.
What?
No, I'm not fucking with you.
What?
He murdered her because she wouldn't get him Skybox tickets to Avril Lavigne?
Yes.
I don't want to laugh, but I mean, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, don't worry. Just,
I mean, he fucking
just
killed,
give in to it. You're going to laugh during this episode.
He killed his own fucking mother.
I'd rather murder myself than go to an Avril Lavigne concert.
Yeah, I actually wrote here in the margins, personally, I'd kill to not have to go to an Avril Lavigne concert.
I'm right there with you.
Ding, ding.
So
what are the dirty details of this, TJ?
I'll tell you. In 2011, 39-year-old, who he looks terrible for 39, by the way.
He looks like a 48-year-old man.
Yeah, I'm 40. I'm 45.
Johnny No Chin here.
Maybe this is a more recent picture, and he's aged somewhat since then. You see he's in his prison
I
garb
look great.
Here. So.
I look wonderful.
But in 2011, 39-year-old Robert Lyons stabbed his mother, whom he lived with, shockingly. To death when she refused to arrange for him to get Skybox tickets for an Avril Lavigne gig in his native Chicago.
Man, that was that type of fucking parent-child relationship is scary as fuck. It had gotten down to like demands for like, so now he's basically holding her hostage. Bitch, you gonna give me some tickets to the Skybox to Avril Lavigne? How about putting him out on the street?
His first crime was liking Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, it couldn't even be anything manly either. Like, you know, he wanted to be 50-yard at the 50-yard line at the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, or wanted to be like front row at the Metallica reunion or some shit.
You know, I want the meet and greet with fucking James Hetfield and Metallica. Can I fuck? It's only $8,000.
Like, no,
you know,
it's Avril Lavigne. He wanted to listen to Skater Boy from the Skybox while drinking champagne. That's why he killed
his interesting
mom.
It's interesting you mentioned Champagne, because Champagne was actually involved in the murder.
Oh, really?
In the ultimate violent tantrum, Robert Lyons killed his 61-year-old mother by bludgeoning her with a champagne bottle, in some reports a cognac bottle, and then stabbed her in the back 9 times. The attack was said to be so violent that the knife's blade broke off in her back, and he had to go grab a second knife.
Wow.
What the fuck, dude?
His deadly petulance didn't end there. Bizarrely, Lyons threw Drano and various under-the-sink cleaning liquids on his mother's corpse to humiliate her. He then left the condo to go shopping and was later arrested at a local Hooters restaurant.
He went to a Hooters after killing his mom?
I want some chicken wings. Hooters, that's a great place to go.
Man, he has been convicted and sentenced to 40 years in prison. What a champ.
This dude probably thought in his brain. See, I don't want to psychoanalyze him too much, but
go
I
ahead.
Have a feeling he thought in his brain that if he had those Skybox tickets that he was going to meet Avril. Like, she was going to look up at that Skybox and be like, who is that distinguished, dashing, moneyed gentleman up there in the Skybox?
Men with no chins make me so wet.
Yeah, I think he really. That's got to be what it was, because he went to a fucking Hooters. Like, you know what dudes go solo to a Hooters?
Sad men.
Men that think that they've got a chance of dating one of those big busted chicks in the Hooters.
Oh,
like
yes.
That's their last, because they're nice to them. Like, that's a place where the women are hot and paid to be nice to them. So that's where they go, because they think, like, well, I'm going to get one of these chicks. Like, no.
Well,
now, clearly this
nobody that works at a fucking Hooters is dating the clientele.
I just murdered my mother. Where should I go?
Hooters.
I'll go to Hooters.
Goes to fucking Hooters?
Them chicken wings is off the charts.
Man, Hooters is gross, too. Have you guys ever been to a Hooters?
Yeah, they suck, dude.
Yeah, the food there is just like
it's pretty nasty.
Beyond middle of the
I'll
road.
I'll tell you what, them chicken wing good.
Good wing,
that's what every motherfucking dude that wants to go to Hooters says, dude.
I've got the internet now. I can see big old fat titties anytime I want.
So he stabs her. The knife breaks. Then he goes and gets another knife, stabs her some more after hitting over the head with a champagne bottle. Then
pours bleach.
He pours on like Drano and shit on her, like, fuck you, bitch. So obviously, like,
well, they lived together for a while, so do you think...
There was obviously, to me, some other stuff going on beyond just this.
Yeah.
This was like the straw that broke the camel's back, but it's just such a stupid straw that how do you not just...
He probably suffered from some sort of, like impulsivity sort of disorder or something, because I mean, it sounds like he had, like, just, like, obviously, like, I don't know how violent he was before, if he had any history of being violent.
Yeah, that's the problem with stories like this, is like... We don't know what the relationship between him and his mother was like.
Yeah, and she might have been the one that fucked him up as badly as he was fucked up, for all we know.
I mean, no parent creates a kid like this not bearing any blame for them. So, you know.
I mean, a 39-year-old
man. I'm not saying she deserved to be bludgeoned and stabbed to death.
He could have just had severe mental issues that, you know, that she had no way to control.
But, yeah,
whatever,
the underlying reasoning there, though, the fact that really what came down to was Avril Lavigne tickets is pretty fucking... That's a sad way to go, man.
God, it is,
what a shitty way for a human life to wink out.
Oh, yeah, well, you're going to hear a lot of them.
Oh, great.
So this woman here... she is a murderer also. She's actually a serial killer.
Wow, what a good composite drawing of her.
Yeah. So why do you think that this woman went on a murder spree?
She was a serial killer. So she killed multiple... Okay.
I will tell you. I will tell you who her victims were. Her victims were old women.
Old women.
Yes.
Ooh, like Social Security scam?
Very close.
Insurance fraud or insurance scam.
Close again, but not quite.
Inheritance
but
scam?
All right, you guys are on the right track. This is Dana Sue Gray, who became a serial killer to fund her shopping addiction.
Oh, wow. What the fuck?
So Dana Sue Gray is an American serial killer who murdered three elderly women in 1994. She was caught after a fourth victim, intended victim, survived and identified her. Gray says she committed the murders to support her spending habits. She is serving her sentence in the California Women's Prison in Chowchilla.
Oh, Chowchilla. That's like right near where I grew up.
So her first victim was Norma Davis, 86. She was stabbed in the chest. Her next two victims were June Roberts, who was 66, and Dorita Hawkins, who was 57. Both were strangled with a phone cord. Dana then stole their credit cards and went on elaborate shopping sprees. I'm kind of confused.
How did she get away for so long if she's using these cards?
Well, she did all this in 1994, so it didn't take long for her to get caught.
Okay.
I don't understand this because it says she only had three victims. Well, actually, the first victim is only a probable victim. They actually don't know that she killed Norma Davis.
Okay.
So she might have killed four people, but... So Norma Davis, 86, the first victim, they're pretty sure it was her, but she actually was never convicted of it because they didn't have enough evidence against her. But she then also went and killed 87-year-old woman Dora Beebe, who I don't know the method she used for that. She liked to strangle, so I'm assuming she probably did that again. As usual, she used the old woman's money to go on a shopping spree. I don't know what the name of the woman was, the fifth or fourth victim, depending on whether that she actually killed that first victim. I don't know who that was that escaped.
Right.
But eventually one of her victims escaped and did that. But she would just literally kill these women, usually by strangling them with a phone cord. And then she would steal their credit cards out of their wallet. And she would go on giant, big, elaborate shopping sprees and stay at fancy hotels and just treat herself until the card maxed out. And then she'd go kill another one.
In this era, in this time for like cinema and filmmaking, like why has this not been adapted into a movie? is the question.
Because it paints a woman in a bad light.
I mean, yeah, but so did Monster. I mean, Monster didn't really paint. I mean, like, yeah, obviously.
Well, Monster didn't happen in the age but this of one, this SJW.
Another thing is that if you made that movie, it would be a criticism of consumerism, too. So
right.
It sounds like a great idea.
They don't like that.
They just don't like.
Well, yeah. Hollywood don't like it.
I would love to see that movie, dude.
What are we trying to do with this movie? Encourage people not to spend money?
I don't know about that.
That's a hard pass for me.
So this next story is about a woman named Janelle Potter who sent her daddy and her boyfriend to go murder a couple who unfriended her on Facebook.
Sounds just.
What?
This story is actually so complicated that I'm just going to look at the article.
Okay.
Fair enough, dude.
Because it's actually a mess.